East Coast Radio, we are joined by Janelle Renees from Wires on the South Coast. Janelle, thanks for joining us. I believe you were there on the ground on Saturday when police and Wires attended the two scenes near Batemans Bay, where 14 kangaroos were found dead in what police allege was done on purpose. What can you tell us about it?
Well, one of our members basically got the call out at about 7 o'clock on the Saturday morning. And when arriving at the scene, she rang me straight away in tears. As you can imagine, with the total devastating sight of the five kangaroos at that stage over in Long Beach, yeah, it was just overwhelming and heartbreaking.
Yeah, that's right. It was Long Beach, and then there were more kangaroos and Joey found near Maloney's Beach as well.
Maloney's Beach, yes.
Absolutely shocking that anyone can do this. What's, I guess, the reaction from Wires?
It's very, very hard to understand why this would happen, where, you know, what we do is we try to save as many animals as we can. And when something like this happens, it's beyond belief for us.
It's hard to believe anyone could do this. Two 17-year-old teenage boys have been arrested and charged and will face children's court on November 22. What's the message that you want to send from Wires to the wider community?
Well, actually, I'd like to thank the wider community and the Batemans Bay Police because they've been amazing. We have a wonderful community here in the Batemans Bay area, and the outpouring of sympathy and shock from the community has been tremendous. And, we're very, very grateful to everyone who's been involved in and spoken to us and contacted us as well.
And, Janelle, there's been other instances of this, even on the South Coast. There's a lot of talk amongst the community that offenders are only getting, you know, a slap on the wrist, so to speak, and the punishment doesn't fit the crime. Do you think there needs to be harsher punishments for this type of thing?
That would be difficult for me to comment on. I basically need to leave that to the courts and to decide. But obviously, you know, we have very strong feelings about that sort of thing, but I'd rather not comment.
Fair enough, Janelle. And I believe one Joey actually survived, the sole survivor of this incident, and her name is Hope. What can you tell us about her?
The Joey that was found in Maloney's and very kindly brought to my house by a lovely gentleman, and she was extremely close to death. She was limp and freezing cold, so we were very, very lucky to save her.
And how is she now, Janelle?
She's doing really well, so it's early days. You know, we're all hoping, as her name suggests, that she's going to be just fine. So she's now with another kangaroo by the name of Hopper. So Hopper and Hope will hopefully live happily ever after.
Well, it's fantastic that the gentleman was able to save Hope, and well done to him and well done to you for taking care of Hope. And, you know, at least there's a bit of a silver linings and there's one good angle coming out of this story.
Yes, that's exactly right. That's what we're holding on to.
Janelle, thank you so much for your time. Appreciate you joining us.
Thanks so much, James.